Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Ladies and gentlemen, 104.9 Sunshine FM is proud to promote local talent here on the Sunshine Coast. With this edition of Sunday Showcase, here's your host, Greg McCosker.
Thank you, Don. That's our own Donnie Moxham, who does such a wonderful job for us here at 104.9 Sunshine FM. I've known Don for quite some time, and he has a wealth of experience in the radio world. Well, my name's Greg McCosker, and I'm back for another edition of Sunday Showcase. I'm really looking forward to introducing my guests here in the studio today and bringing you some more wonderful local talent from here on the Sunshine Coast. And my first guest in the studio today is a wonderful woman by the name of Dee Greer Yindaminkali, a very, very proud Aboriginal lady, and she's from Wiradjuri country, which I believe is in Western New South Wales, but I'll leave her to tell us a little bit about that. Welcome, Dee.
Hi, Greg. Thanks very much. Yes, Wiradjuri country is central Western New South Wales. I spent most of my life growing up in Dubbo, and around the surrounding towns like Bathurst, Cobar, Binaway, Coonabarabran, and have been very fortunate enough to live up here on the Sunshine Coast for the last 8 years.
That's great, Dee, and you've been up on the coast for 8 years, so what actually brought you to the Sunshine Coast?
I was studying in Bathurst at CSU, and I did my Bachelor of Nursing Studies, and after I graduated from that, I so desperately needed a tree change, and my family was living up here at the time, and I decided to take the plunge and make the move.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know you're very creative, and it's not just your music, is it? There's a lot of art involved in your creativity as well.
Yeah, I prefer to call myself a creative versus an artist, I guess. When you label yourself as an artist, I think people have a preconceived idea that all you do is throw paint at a canvas.
Yeah.
So the mediums that I use are much more diverse. Of course, I do use paint and canvas, but I also am a graphic artist. I'm a musician, a filmmaker, textile designer, I guess a textile, like a fashion designer as well. So
you must need 8 days a week, do you?
Oh, 8, 9 would be great, thanks.
I know the feeling. Look, that's really lovely. And in terms of your music, we are going to play some of your music today. And the first track we're going to play is called I Feel Small. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
I Feel Small is the title track off my latest album, and the song was born from an experience I had when I was in Paris in 2012, where I nearly got hit by a bus.
Oh, wow.
So that incident, I guess, prompted me to think and look at life a lot differently than I had been. I was very unhappy and very depressed at the time. And it made me just let go, I guess. Control was one of the big things that I needed to let go. And the process of doing that and the process of learning to go with the flow, just chillax a little bit and kind of put your faith in the universe was a big lesson for me, and it was the instigator for that song.
It's amazing how incidents like that give you a whole new perspective. So, look, we're going to play that track now. This is Dee Greer Yindaminkali with a beautiful song, and it's called I Feel Small.
Like no one can see me. Writing's on the wall for all to see. Stars shining down. Universe and its place for me. I go through every day, blindly placing my faith in you. Faith in
Just beautiful, Dee. Absolutely beautiful. That was Dee Greer Yindaminkali with I Feel Small. Now, Dee, can you tell us a little bit more about your background? I mean, you've mentioned you grew up in Wiradjuri country, which is in western New South Wales, but and you've been up here for 8 years, but tell us a little bit about your earlier life.
Well, my life actually started in Sydney. I was born in Sydney and taken home by my biological mother. 6 weeks later, she decided, I guess, that she didn't want me. And I was sick at the time, so she took me to the hospital and basically never come and picked me up. And I was put in an orphanage and made a state ward and adopted and taken to Dubbo in 1975, which is where I grew up. I did all my schooling in Dubbo, which I, it was quite an interesting, life for me at school. I kind of didn't fit in, you know.
Really?
I looked at things a little differently than everybody else did, so.
Yeah.
I got asked to leave as soon as they could get me out. I was out the gate.
Yeah.
And since then I've moved around a lot. Music has always been a very important part of my life, though.
Did you get on with your biological parents? Your adoptive parents?
Yes, I did. It's extremely hard, though, growing up in a family without an identity. I was, obviously, my skin was a lot darker. I was adopted by a white family.
Mm.
And in Dubbo in the early 70s, it was very different than it is today.
It would have been very, very hard for you, yes.
Yeah.
And so did you discover at an early age that singing was very important to you?
Well, yeah, I guess singing and music was very important. I used to lock myself in my room and sing. I used to get a lot of instruments out from school, so music was really important. It was the way that I guess I learnt to express myself and convey my emotions. So, yeah, it was a very, very important part of life for me.
Well, you've certainly come a long way since those days, and I know that everything in life is an experience you either learn from or you don't, and you certainly seem to have done that. Now, Dee, we're going to play another one of your songs, and it's called A Perfect Angel. Can you just tell us a little bit about this song?
Perfect Angel was written for a young girl who was 7 years old by the name of Miette Skiller. I come across Miette's story. Her Facebook page just appeared on my feed, so I read it and become quite attached to her story and her journey. She was diagnosed with a brain cancer, a pediatric brain cancer, which is just fatal. There's no healing process for that. And just kept up to date with her page and found out that she'd passed away and wanted to do something for the family, I guess, and the thing that I knew how to do was to write a song about their journey. So that's what Perfect Angel is about.
I really understand that. All right, well, we're going to play that now. This is A Perfect Angel, and I'm with Dee Greer Yindaminkali.
My heart aches as I think of you. I'm overcome by sadness, but my heart smiles as I remember you. The most beautiful sunrise was rising as you grew your wings. You had rainbows in your hair. Rainbows in your hair. I knew this day would come, the pain it will never pass. I remember sandcastles and kites in the air. This pouring rain is draining, we watch as you crumble.
That was my guest in the studio, Dee Greer Yindamin Kali, and a track called A Perfect Angel, which was obviously written under very special circumstances. You're on Sunday Showcase. My name's Greg McCosker, and I'll be back with you and with Dee after this short break.
At Creeks Honda, they're keeping prices down. So get the low, low, low down with fantastic value on roomy new CR-V VTI Series 2 from just $27,990 drive away. HRV Auto with multi-angle reverse camera from just $26,990 drive away. Or Zippy new Jazz, now available with an amazingly low weekly finance rate. It's so low, I can't tell you on the radio. So talk to the Creeks Honda team. And they all come with Cricky's famous six-year warranty. See Creeks Honda today on Maroochydore Road, Kunda Park. You'll drive away happy.
Our sponsor.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Are you one of the many people who have always wanted to sing in a chorus? Why not join SingSpire, a newly formed community choir for all voices, who meet weekly on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. The venue is the function room at the New Life Centre, 2 Mackenzie Road in Mumbai, next to the Nambour Christian College. Auditions are not required. For further information, phone 0401 270 476. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community, this is 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Welcome back. You're on Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. I'm with Dee Greer Yindamin Kali. Dee, I could just keep saying your name over and over again. It just runs off the tongue. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, Dee, we're going to play some more of your music. The next track that we've got is called We Got War.
Yep, it's called We Got War. It was written in 2000 by myself and Heather Chaffee. We were in a band together called Jonas Pride, and we're both youth workers at the time, so we were very aware of, I guess, the social injustices and the politics that was happening around us, and this song was a result of how we were feeling about everything.
Well, it's very obvious, Dee, that your beautiful spirit shines through in your music.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to hearing this track. This is, and I'm going to say it again, Dee Greer Yindamin Kali with We Got War.
In our homes,
blind to diversity, see nothing but our tax file number and the dollar value of our homes. Hey, and little girls are so pretty these days. Little boys gotta stand tall and so strong, but mama's not so pretty with black eyes, and you know daddy's never wrong. Whoa, we got war, we got war.
That was my studio guest, Dee Greer Yindaminkali, with We Got War. Now, Dee, that's off your album called I Feel Small. And is that available around the Sunshine Coast?
Yep, I Feel Small is available on my website, which is yindiarts.com.au, or you can go to the iTunes store and download the album or an individual song.
That's great. And if anyone wants to find out some more details, they can obviously contact us here at the station as well. Now, I also understand, Dee, that you won the 2008 Southeast Queensland NAIDOC Award?
Yep, NAIDOC Award, which is the National Aboriginal and Islander Day of Celebration. That was, I guess, because of my artwork and because of the amount of time effort, I guess, that I put into running workshops with children in schools, corporate groups, public groups as well. And I've also been nominated in 2011 and 2013 for a Deadly Award for Visual Artist of the Year, which was quite a big buzz.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations for all of that.
Thank you.
Look, we're running out of time, so in terms of chatting to you, which is very unfortunate because I've really enjoyed it, but what we'll do is we'll finish up with one more of your tracks because I just love your music and I'm sure the listeners are starting to love it as well. And I just want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
My pleasure.
I'm sure we'll have you back again one day. That's Dee Greer Yindaminkali, and we're going to finish with one of Dee's tracks off her album called I Feel Small, and this track is called Higher. Thanks, Dee.
Thanks, Greg.
I the further you will fall. You don't give a damn what tomorrow brings. The only thing that matters is the poison that you drink. You don't give a damn what tomorrow brings. The only thing that matters is the poison that you drink. The further you will fall, you will fall, you will fall.
You're listening to Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker and I'll be back after this short break.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
You can always save money when you shop at Affordable Office Furniture. Hi, I'm Chris. We have a complete range of new office furniture, but it's the second hand where you will really save some money. We are overstocked with second-hand office furniture, which means huge savings for you, and most of it is in excellent condition. Come and see us at 10 Glenkyle Drive, Maroochydore, or at aof.com.au, and mention this ad to receive free delivery in the local area. Affordable Office Furniture, station sponsor.
The Caloundra RSL is a multi-award-winning social venue offering several restaurants, cafes and bars catering to all tastes and occasions, including casual, family and intimate dining. There's free daily entertainment, members benefits, kids club, meal deals and free courtesy bus. There's something for everyone. September highlights include the fabulous sounds of the 60s, the Beach Boys tribute show, Toby Tyler and the Country Boys, and the car cruise and cash giveaway major draw prize. Check the website caloundrarsl.com.au for details. Caloundra RSL, more than a club. Station sponsor.
Experience history at Witterfest from 10 a.m. until sunset on Saturday the 19th of September at the Witter Recreation Club. In the 1890s, settlers worked hard using only hand tools to clear rainforests and establish farms. Visit this festival and enjoy German beer and sausages, music, fun and games, all set in the landscape of the 19th century. For further information, phone 0437 644 583. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community, this is 104.9 Sunshine.
Welcome back. You're on Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me now a fellow that I had here last week, actually, Kim Kirkman. But he's here in the capacity of musical director for a fantastic group called Tapestry. And also here with Kim is Kelly Dendall. Welcome, Kelly.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you here, and welcome to you too, Kim.
G'day, Greg. How's it going?
It's great to have you back. It seems this week's gone very quickly, but you're here in a different capacity this week as musical director for Tapestry. Can you tell us a little bit about the group?
Well, yeah, sure. Tapestry is an a cappella vocal ensemble based in Mullaney. They were formed in 2001. They rehearse at the art gallery that I look after called Lift, and they do a wide variety of repertoire, all the way from early music, Baroque things, madrigals and so on, through a bit of romantic repertoire, up to things like contemporary stuff with James Taylor, a bit of Beatles, you know, such and so on.
Wow, fantastic. We've actually got some of your music, so we are going to play some of the tracks that you've recorded previously. But Kelly, tell me, how many members of the group are there?
It varies a little bit, but we have around 16.
That's a huge number.
And most of those people have been with us for many years. So as people come and go or move away, that kind of thing, we stay around a similar sort of number.
So you rehearse, as Kim said, up at Lift. And how often do you do that? Is it a regular sort of thing?
We rehearse every week religiously. And if we have a performance coming up and need a little bit of tidying up, then we might do twice a week.
Wonderful. And I think you've been, the group's been going since 2001.
Yes.
They're a bit like a family now. They tend to...
So lots of arguments.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like United Nations. Everyone has an equal vote, and 16 of them creates quite a discussion time in places. There's no management committee, as in they're all the management committee. So making decisions is about repertoires. No one is ever satisfied, which is kind of good because I'm used to that. But we make other decisions sometimes about, you know, when we're going to perform and what we're going to charge and so on and what we're going to wear. But yeah, it works quite well actually. But it's certainly a family atmosphere.
That's terrific.
There's even birthday cakes for our birthdays, special birthdays. That's actually why I turn up every week.
Well, you missed mine, but I'll have to join the group. Now, look, we're going to play one of your tracks, and the first track we have here is Autumn Leaves. And I've heard this, and it's absolutely beautiful. So this is Tapestry with Autumn Leaves. Tapestry with Autumn Leaves. My guests in the studio, Kim Kirkman, who's the musical director of Tapestry, and Kelly Dendall. Now, Kelly, tell me a little bit about your musical history. How did you become involved with Tapestry?
I started singing outside the shower when my kids were little and I needed to get out of the house.
Outside the shower?
Well, I think most of us sing in the shower.
That's right.
And so I decided to start singing, or basically to see if I could actually sing. And so I joined a local group where I used to live. And then when we moved to Mullaney, the first thing I did in terms of finding a way to settle into the community was to find a choir. And Tapestry was the one that I joined, and I've been there for around 11 years.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And how did the name Tapestry come about?
They came up with the name, I believe, because of the idea of that interweaving and making something larger than itself.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Actually, I saw a friend of mine put a post on Facebook at the beginning of the week, coincidentally, or as Kim said, serendipitously, and it said, "Let your imagination be your inspiration and the tapestry of life be your entertainment." And I thought, how appropriate was that for you coming in today? So we're going to play another song from Tapestry, and this one's Kim Fa Una Canzona.
Very close, Greg. That's really good. Yeah, you almost ordered spaghetti and meatballs at an Italian restaurant, but yeah, that's great.
I practiced that. Here's Tapestry.
Sing me a song with note and note of sadness. Sing me a song with note and note of sadness. When all the pain of love has been to madness, sing me to see.
Was Tapestry with Fauna Kansana. I'll be back with my guests, Kelly Dendall and Kim Kirkman, right after this short break.
This is 104.9 Sunshine FM, your community station of the Sunshine Coast, covering the region from Caloundra to Noosa, a potential listening audience in excess of 300,000 people. If you have a need to reach these people, then give us a call.
You are invited to sign up today for a Great Cycle Challenge, which runs throughout October in support of the Children's Medical Cancer Research Institute. Set yourself a personal goal to ride. Log your distances through the month with a free mobile app. You can ride any distance, anywhere, anytime, with friends, at the gym, or get the whole family involved. Register at greatcyclechallenge.com.au or phone 0414 712 373. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community, this is 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Your local Sunshine Coast newspaper, written for seniors by seniors, keeping you up to date with relevant local and national news that's important to you. There's health, travel, free classifieds, entertainment sections, crosswords competitions, and much more. If you're new to the coast, check the community notices and you'll find plenty of local seniors groups and associations to join. Look out for your award-winning Sunshine Coast Seniors newspaper, our sponsor, in the last week of each month at your local clubs, shopping centres, libraries, senior citizen centres, retirement villages and select chemists.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker and my studio guests are Kim Kirkman, musical director of Tapestry, and a member of the group, Kelly Dendall. Now, Kelly, could you tell us where we can see Tapestry perform in the near future?
We have a performance coming up at the Nurram Creek Festival. It's this coming Saturday, so we'll be on at 9 a.m. on the Saturday morning. And then we have another one coming up as part of the Caloundra Fringe Festival. So that will be on the at the Caloundra Art Gallery at 7 p.m. on Friday the 25th. Tickets are $10 and the venue is not very big, so if you want tickets, you better be quick.
Okay, people better get in and get their tickets. And will they be hearing a track called Java Jive?
I think very much so.
Well, that's good, because we're about to play Java Jive. Here's Tapestry and Java Jive.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me, a cup of Java Jive. got beans.
Soybeans.
And a bit of a green beans.
Cabbage and greens.
You know what?
That was Tapestry with Java Jive. Now, my guests are Kim Kirkman, musical director of Tapestry, and Kelly Dendall. Now, Kelly, I also understand you're a little bit passionate about health, and you're currently undertaking a course at Sunshine Coast University. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm doing an occupational therapy degree, and I'm not nearly finished. So the research that I'm doing as part of my honours thesis is about the link between how people say they feel when they sing, because everyone can tell you that singing and singing in a choir makes you feel great. Mm. But we're trying to find whether there's a link with how people actually feel, so in their bodies, so whether or not that is affecting their immune system and making them feel inside, like their body actually responding as well as they say they feel after
right.
they sing.
So are members of the Tapestry group your guinea pigs?
Yes, some of the people in the group are helping me with that, and we're working with a couple of choirs.
That's fantastic.
A pilot study.
That's really interesting. And when will that sort of finish?
I'm about to get the last batch of information in probably this week, I think, from another choir, and then we'll be able to analyse it and see what comes out the other end.
Well, I'd love to have you back when that happens so we can actually talk about it. It sounds really fantastic. Well, thank you for that. My guests here are Kim Kirkman and Kelly Dendall, and that unfortunately brings this part of the show to a close, but we are going to finish with one more track from Tapestry, and it's called Joshua. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Greg.
This is Tapestry and Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Was Tapestry with Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Now, I still have Kim Kirkman with me, and he did ask me if you could stay just for a couple of minutes, and he mentioned because it was Father's Day. Kim, what was that all about?
Well, Greg, I did a bit of research and found one of your pieces of music, and
you did not.
I did, and I believe you wrote this for your daughter for her wedding, and I thought I'd, since we last talked last week, I just learned it on the harp, and I thought I'd play it for you.
Well, that's absolutely stunning.
For Father's Day.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Actually, I wrote it when my daughter was about five, and someone else played it at her wedding on the harp. And that's what that was the sort of angle I was mentioning to you last week.
But right, yeah, I was a little bit gypped by that because I do a lot of harp wedding work around the place, and I thought you should have asked me to do that.
Yeah, I didn't know you then, Kim. Well, look, that's pretty special. Thank you. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I'd love to. Here it is.
It's called Jane's Theme, by the way. ¶¶ Thanks so much, Kim. That was very special. That was Kim Kirkman playing Jane's theme with his beautiful harp. Well, that brings Sunday Showcase to a close for another week. I'll look forward to being back with you again next week. Firstly at 2 o'clock for an hour of great music, and then at 3 with Sunday Showcase. Coming up after the news, we've got Ray Johnson and then Rita Walker at 5. I've really enjoyed being with you today, and I'll see you again next week. My name's Greg McCosker. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM. I'll leave you this week with a song called Keep It Moving by a group called The Strangest Dreamers, who I had on the show a few weeks ago. I'll see you next week.